When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Join the conversation today. Text us on 0499 736 736. Live on SEN Track. Welcome to Trot's Life.
It's live here on SEN Track. Thursday, the 14th of March. It's fantastic to have your company right across Australia. Paul Sebastiani is my name. We're at the halfway point of the program. Vince Lochisano is in the studio with us as well. He's got a big grin on his face because he heavily tipped the winner of the Miracle Mile. When would you say a lot were against him? I think there were a lot against
him. I don't think you'll get $3 again for Leap to Fame in one of those races.
And I highly doubt it.
Not for the next, 12 months.
I highly doubt it. Now, we have got the man who called Leap to Fame first across the post over the weekend in the Miracle Mile, and he did a fantastic job covering TV and radio. He goes by the name of Fred Hastings. Fred, a very good afternoon to you. It was a cracking edition of the race, but first and foremost, how are you?
Yeah, g'day Paul, g'day Vince. Yeah, I'm doing okay. You're right, it was a cracking race, and I guess kind of turned on its head a little bit when Hi, My Name Is Jeff made that gallop 100 metres after the start. Mm. But you're right, Vince, you'll never get those sort of odds about the champ again. And I was one of the naysayers. No horse had won from 7 or 8 historically, and I've always been a bit of a believer in history, but I guess it just shows you boys what champs can do.
I think it does too. And I think we were discussing on the program earlier as well, Fred, that champions just defy things that are against him as well. And look, granted, he needed a little bit of luck in the run, but I think even that's the case for all champions as well, Fred, isn't it? That because the margins are so fine when you reach this type of racing, and given the fact that we've had so many in-form horses reach this race and perform so well, the fact that he's still gone on and done it and kept his form up as well, I think it's, and I don't know about you, Fred, I think it's the hardest thing for a trainer to do, to hold a horse's form and hold it consistent, because that they are athletes at the end of the day. And us as humans, we get sore, horses get sore, even the drivers get sore, Fred, and the callers get sore as well sometimes.
Absolutely. It's key to management. Horse management is crucial in how a trainer approaches any champion of any code. And it's pretty clear that Grant's managed this horse to perfection. You know, they had the option to go to New Zealand. They've declined. They don't want to push the horse beyond his capacity in a campaign. And I think that just shows the way in which not only Grant but the Seymours, and they obviously consult, but Grant has managed this horse to perfection, and that's why he stayed at the top of the tree for so long, I believe.
Mm. And we've seen many a horse go over to New Zealand and just not come back the same horse as well. One that comes to mind in recent years, now he was no Leap to Fame, but he was a very good horse here in Victoria called San Carlo. Now, the connections there took him to New Zealand, and he did very little over there and came back and was just never the same horse.
It's a different beast over there, I think, Vince. You know, you've got the trip, the tracks, the travel. Yeah. And some horses, it doesn't matter whether you're travelling, I guess, from Sydney to Perth or New Zealand to Perth or New Zealand to Brisbane and vice versa. Yeah. It's still, they've got to acclimatise and they've got to travel well. And it does happen that horses don't always bounce back. But, we've seen this horse just manage so well. And he's a freakish horse. And, could he go to New Zealand and win? My word, he could. But they've decided they've got the Queensland Carnival to focus on, and then a defence of the Inter-Dominion crown.
So,
I think they've managed this horse very astutely. Mm. Good trainers do. Good trainers do manage champions well. We've seen it in the past with so many, and I think this is just another string to the bow of Grant Dixon as a trainer, because he's defying the temptation, I guess, to go and race for the big mm-hmm. bucks over there.
Yeah, indeed. Would he qualify for a slot race, Fred, such as the Eureka?
He is five, so no.
No.
He had his crack at the Eurekas for 3 and 4 year olds.
Yeah, yep.
So he had his crack in the inaugural Eureka that was won by the mayor in Cypher. So he won't race in this year's Eureka, but he's got plenty of big races ahead, and he's only five. And look what he's done. He's got a Miracle Mile in the bag, an Inter Dominion in the bag, and who's to say that score won't increase over time? He's just a terrific, as you boys put him, an athlete. He is an athlete, Leap to Fame. And I was a little unsure from the gate, and I actually tipped home a name as Jeff on top, thinking he might, force the hand of Grant to make a move mid-race. And when Homer Name is Jeff Gallop, I spoke with Grant on Sunday morning on Sydney Radio, and he said when that horse galloped, he kind of got to the death a whole lot quicker and a whole lot easier than he thought he would in the run had Jeff got across. But it's funny how, things happen in racing. We all kind of had Homer Name is Jeff leading, and had he not galloped, he may well have been able to cross the horse on his inside, Don't Speak the Truth, who was also a terrific run.
In a way, it was almost a pity that it denied us the showdown that we were expecting between the two horses. But I'm sure the connections of Leap to Fame don't mind not having gotten into a stash with my name is Jeff. But, I think it was a bit of a pity that happened, because it did certainly change the complexion of the race.
Really did. I wanted to get your thoughts as well, Fred. When you prepare for a race like this and you have an idea as to potentially how it might play out, as a caller, how do you prepare for these type of scenarios? Because you can't really expect Hi, My Name is Jeff to start galloping and Leap to Fame to get it easy in the death. And I guess it's just as simple as call it how you see it. But how does that affect your preparation anyway?
No, you spot on when you say you call it as you see it. You're there to describe what you're seeing, and you're seeing what so many other people are seeing. Does it throw you off? Not entirely. Mm-hmm. I go to each race, each feature race, trying not to have people say to me, what are you going to say if this happens? Or what are you going to say if that happens? You can't do it. It's unpredictable. And I'll be straight up, and I did mention this in another interview earlier in the month, that you're really fraught with danger trying to go into a race with a preconceived comment, simply correct, because it happened to me in the Inter Dominion with King of Swing.
That's right.
And I had a line marked down for King of Swing. I can't tell you what it is now because I don't remember, and it's inconsequential.
He's just saying that, isn't he, Vince? Yeah,
when the horse, off goes your head and on goes a pumpkin. But when the horse it was apparent the horse wasn't going to be in the finish, did it distract me? I'd say maybe it did a little, because why is the king? What's going on here? You're spitting out what you're seeing at the speed the horses are going, but stuff still flashes through your head.
Yeah,
it's quite bizarre. And any caller will tell you that's the case. And you sort of think, where's King of Swing? And it changed a little bit how I delivered that last 200 or 300 metres of that epic battle up the straight, which ultimately ended up in the stewards' room. So I really try not to go into a race with a preconceived line. And I think Standard Bred Superstar was as good as it was on Saturday. That's all I could spit out. But you run out of superlatives for these great horses, boys.
And
you've seen them all, over the years. And some of them are, it doesn't matter what you say, there's sometimes words aren't enough.
Fred, as a caller, do you feel more of a responsibility to mention where the favourite is on any particular race? It doesn't have to be an Inter Dominion or a Miracle Mile, but do you focus on which horse is the favourite and make some sort of comment about where it is in the run, whether it's in the finish or even dropping out or anything like that?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I do, because obviously weight of money.
Yeah.
But you still have to get through every horse, every call, describe what you're seeing. But you do have an eye on the favourite. It's a bit like it'll be an interesting, you know, scenario, as, you know, when these horses, you know, all come back and you're keeping an eye on Leap the Fame, but you're also watching what else is going on. Because yeah. you just know, especially in the big races, Vince, you've got horses that are the apple of people's eyes. Everyone loves, or many people love, Leap to Fame. So you do keep an eye on where he's in the run. But at the end of the day, you're there to do a job. You describe what's in front of you, and I think that's important. If the favourite's in trouble, if it was Leap to Fame galloping in contrast to Hi, My Name Is Jeff, or, you know, you sort of focus on that a bit and emphasise with each call, and the favourite is tailed right on, you know.
Yeah.
Sort of, you know, not to rub it into the punters that backed it, but just to emphasise the shock of,
exactly.
Holy good night, where's this horse got to? Yeah.
One of my favourite callers who's now retired, the great Jimmy Jakes in South Australia, would be yes. saying something like, and the punters have gone for the rosary beads.
Big trouble.
Yeah. The punters are in pain.
What a great
call of it. Yeah, but now I've got one more question
yes.
for you, Fred.
Sure.
Wasn't 26.1 seconds for the first quarter enough for you to say, and they've gone like last week's pay?
Did I let you down, Vince?
I'll tell you, Fred, he came into the studio in a mumbling heap and he had to make a cup of coffee and he said to me, geez, Fred, disappointed me. No, he didn't.
No, I would never do that to Fred.
Vince, I think I was still sort of picking my jaw off the floor when Hi, My Name Is Jeff.
Yeah.
So, you know, I hope you'll forgive me. But, no, look, it was a great race. Won by a great horse and
called by a great caller.
There
no
you
doubt
go.
About
there
it.
You
that's very kind. I you know, don't consider myself that way. But
no, don't understand yourself, Fred. You're one of the
greats. He is still going to come on if we ask him, Vince. I'm just letting you know that.
Now listen, I've never been to Menangle and I just want an invitation up to the box when I do eventually get there one day.
When you do, come on up and say good day, Vince. And Paul, I'm sure the check's in the mail.
Absolutely.
Good
just,
on you, boys.
Just on yep. Leap to Fame, just one more thing before yep. we wrap up. I mean, you've seen them all come and go, and you've seen them in the commentary box, you've seen them outside the commentary box. Where does he rank? I mean, it's kind of hard to compare errors, and it's hard to compare champions of the past, but where do you see him rank in your selection of horses you've seen over the years?
I do not. I really hate, and it doesn't matter whether it's racing, whether it's cricket, whether
yep.
it's football. I hate comparing champions of other eras.
I like that.
In terms, I just you can't do it. There's so yep. many variables.
Of course.
You look at time, especially in our sport. You look at the times.
Mm.
You've got to then look at track maintenance, how carts are now there, the race gigs, how they're different to how they were 25 yep. years ago and how yep. they were 50 years ago. So it's really hard to compare.
Totally different track now too with Menangle versus Harold
yeah.
Park.
Yeah. yeah, just so many variables, Vin. So for me, I hate to rank them, but I will say this. In the races that I've called over the years, he's definitely, as far as horses I have seen, I would rate him in the top three.
Yeah. There
wow.
you go.
That's a big call.
There we go.
He's a mighty call. Horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but boys, he's five.
Yeah.
We're only 3 months into his 5-year-old season. Yeah. If he stays sound and they want to keep racing him, what else is he going to win?
Yeah. And horses at Where's this level, they can keep going till they're 8 or 9 yeah. at the sort of level, can't they, normally?
Well, look at Spirit of St. Louis. You know, there's an example. I think he's only 8. But he's off to the States
yep.
after he competes in the Nullarbor. So
yep.
so they can just keep going, these horses, and, and that's the beauty of standardbreds. They
he's
just
seven.
Can keep going. He's yeah. seven, isn't he? Yeah.
There you go.
Incredible.
Yep.
Yeah, well, in fact, I hate seeing our champion horses go off to the States, to be frank. I think we've lost too many of our really good horses to the States in
yeah.
recent years. I'd love to see them stay here, but I guess, you know, financial decisions are what they are, aren't they?
They are.
I'll give you a gold-plated guarantee. I cannot see Leap the Fame going to the States.
No, I wouldn't
have
thought
so. I don't think Kevin and Casey would want to do that. They don't need the money in that sense. Yeah. But
no, they get so much, honestly, to see their smile and hear some of the post-race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I spoke very briefly. I was trying to get Kevin on my Sunday morning program, and
yep.
he was flying, so he couldn't come on. But the pride he had in the horse and the elation that they both had having won that. I think on the presentation dais, his first words were, gee, miracles do come true. And he was excited. So I can't see that horse ever going to the States. Yeah. It won't happen. But you're right. We see a lot of them travel off and shuttle off to America, and they perform so well over there. Mm. I mean, I had a small share in a horse called Heaven on High that won 5 at Menangle.
Yep.
We sold him off to the States in October. I think he's won 6 over there.
Wow.
Yeah. Is he with one of the Australian trainers who's decided to go over there, like Tritton one of those?
No, he's not. No, just his name escapes me. But he went over there. He's racing. He races predominantly at Donkers.
Yep.
And he raced recently at another track. Might have been somewhere Pennsylvania or somewhere. But
yep.
he that just shows you the horses. He was a nice horse. I think his best time was 152.1 or something like that. And he's gone over there and he's very competitive. So our horses are competitive over there.
Yep.
And I can understand why so many do end up, you know, because the money's good.
Yes.
The money's good from, the American interests. So, but he won't be going anywhere. He's got too many fish to fry our leap to fame.
Absolutely.
He definitely does indeed. Fred, what's on for the rest of your weekend? You'll be calling throughout the next couple of days, I assume.
Yeah, I'll do Penrith tonight.
Yep.
So, Vince, make sure you're listening. Hopefully we'll have a Kleenex covering the field, or we'll have going like last week's pay. And
yes.
Then off to Menangle on Saturday, where I actually have a very small share in a mare that's racing there.
Okay.
In the Go Girlfriend race,
yes.
5, the feature race there on Saturday night.
Yep.
On her run at Penrith last week, where she spotted the leader 20 metres on the turn after being cluttered up and beaten 3 metres, she's going to be very much in the mix, I think, on Saturday. Her name is Maria Alagonda.
That sounds very Italian.
It's a very Italian name.
Me and Paul, that's a great name.
I know. I think you boys should watch that on Saturday night.
Okay, beautiful.
Number 6, Maria Alagonda.
Race 5, number 6. Is that right?
It is race 5, number 6.
Beautiful. That's her. Fantastic. Yep, she was very good. If you watch the replay, boys, I think you'll be... you'll agree she was a little bit stiff on Thursday last week.
Okay, beautiful. Yep. All right, we might have a few little peanuts and clams on that this weekend.
Absolutely.
Fred, good appreciate point. You joining us again, and we'll chat very soon. And again, well done on a fantastic call in the Miracle Mile last week.
Yeah,
and we'll chat again.
For sure, and appreciate your comments. Thanks,
Thank you very much. There we go. Fred Hastings joining us on the line there. We'll take a break here on Trot's Life, and we'll be back with more on the other side.